11:16 SEN, the Nab Ozgig Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and a serious collector.
8:05, good morning everybody. Shebekster out for this little edition of the AFL Ozkick Show. Brett Phillips in the chair this morning, off the bench. The Shebekster's going to join us in the second half of this hour. He's up in Sydney for the V8 Supercars on the grid, as always, from 8:30. So I'm going to slip in here and also for the ultimate wrap with Troy Zantuck after 9. This is one of my highlights of the week, I've got to say, hosting the Ozkick Show. I reckon I've come off the bench over the journey for Shebekster a couple of times, and look, back in another lifetime, I coached junior footy for about 11 years, had one group of boys that I coached for 9 years. And I just want to say to all the young Oz kickers and junior footballers out there, regardless of how many games you might win or any individual little accolades you get along the way, let me tell you, it is the friendships that you make that will stand a lifetime. In fact, the boys I coach, they're all about in their mid-30s now. We actually had a catch-up about 6 or 8 weeks ago, married and kids, and we talk about the day in the under-10s when a certain player would kick a magnificent goal or take a great mark, and just some of the funny moments. And it's the friendships that you build, let me tell you, that makes junior footy and being involved in a sporting club all worthwhile when you're growing up through your younger years and through the teen years as well. So it's the great friendships, boys and girls out there. 9:42, 9:11, 9:16, you know how it works. Jump on the line. We've always got a truckload of prizes to give away. We're here for select footy cards, the official AFL collector cards for kids and the serious collector. So tell me about your journey. What's going on in your junior footy world, Ozkick? Gee, I reckon junior grand finals have probably been played around this time of the year, around mid-August. Might have already been played. So let us know how you're travelling. Love to have a chat to you in the next 20 minutes or so. 9:42, 9:11, 9:16. Check it. Upfield's on the SMS early. BP, love listening to the young girls and boys talking about their junior footy. It reminds me of myself when I was a little tacker. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Very fond memories, I've got to say. You know, I was coaching the under-10s when I was 17. So it was a baptism of fire, let me tell you. And I still haven't had kids in my life that might come at some point. I remember going home and I was still living at home saying, boy, oh boy, what am I got myself into? And then 8 years down the track, the boys are playing in the under-17s and you see them grow and it's absolutely outstanding. Isaac at Glen Waverley, you've been hanging on. You called in just before 8 o'clock, so I'm going to get to you first. Morning, Isaac.
Hi, Tony.
It's actually Brett here. Isaac, I'm in for Tony this morning. That's all right. Now, out at Glen Waverley. So are you with the Hawks or the Rovers out there?
Waverley Park Hawks.
The Hawks. Okay. So played in the Ozkick this year or done Ozkick?
No.
No? What age group?
Under-11s.
Under-11s. How have you gone?
We've done pretty well. We were able to finish second on the ladder and I'm actually heading off to the semi-final now.
Semi-final today. Okay. Who do you play?
St Kilda City.
Righto. Fancy your chances? Going to win?
Yes.
Righto. Okay.
Can't be too cocky, but I think we'll win.
No, don't want to be too cocky.
Yeah, because last two times we played them, we were missing our best players.
Yep. Where do you play, Isaac? What position?
I play all over the ground.
Utility. I like it. Versatile. You just need where you need it most. What do you love about junior footy, Isaac? Obviously, you've got some good mates. Do you go to school with a few of the boys you actually play in the team with?
Yeah, I go to school with 3 of them.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's good days, isn't it, playing in junior footy? What's been your biggest highlight playing junior footy so far?
Kicking my first goal.
Describe it to me.
Somebody pan passed it to me in the goal square, and I snapped it.
Oh, nice, nice. I like it. Do you know, I was watching, what was the game in Ballarat yesterday? The Western Bulldogs and Port Adelaide. I've had a memory lapse already. It's too early for me. Who was the guy? I'm just trying to think of the guy who was having a snap on his right boot and almost missed the footy entirely, Isaac. But I'm sure you kicked it cleanly.
I'm not sure. I was watching the other game. Yeah. I'm Captain Geelong.
Who do you follow?
Essendon,
okay. I was covering that game last night. They it wasn't the prettiest win, but they just got it done. Bombers, Freo next week, should be able to assure their spot in the finals, I reckon. And, gee, they're best this year. Pretty exciting team, aren't they, the Bombers?
Yeah, Yeah, but we need to find a way to keep on playing consistently.
Yeah. Favourite player?
Zach Merritt.
Yeah, it's slow to start, but he got into it, laid a couple of big tackles, set up a couple of goals as that match unfolded in the second term last night. Isaac, good luck for your semi-final today. I'm going to give you the footy card album and also the $50 voucher towards your next Milestone Game banner from milestonebanners.com.au. Do you know how many games you played?
I'm about to play my 52nd.
52nd, all right. Well, that'll maybe go towards your 100th, the $50 voucher. For the 100th banner. That was one of the highlights. Always helped the boys make their banners. We used to have, you know, all the team would sort of gather on the Thursday night after training and make the banners for everyone playing a milestone, which was outstanding. Good on you, Isaac. You enjoyed the day. Good luck in your semi-final against St Kilda City. 9429 1116. It is the AFL Auskick Show for select footy cards. I'm in for Tony Shebeki, Brett Phillips this morning. So happy to have a chat to you and find out where you might be playing this weekend and your journey so far. Charlie's out in Eltham, which is sort of my neck of the woods out there. G'day, Charlie.
Hi.
Do you play for Eltham? What are they called, Eltham?
No, I play for Research.
Research. Righto, a little bit further down the road. What's the state of play, Charlie? What age group?
I'm under 12s and I'm playing in the grand final today.
Oh, gee, a few butterflies this morning, wouldn't there? Have you been able to sleep all right overnight?
Yes.
Okay. So where do you play?
Pardon?
Who do you play? What team?
Mill Park.
Mill Park. What ground's that at today?
Reservoir.
Oh, at Reservoir. Okay. So where are the two teams? Where have you finished on the ladder?
I finished fourth and the other teams finished on top of the ladder.
So you finished fourth? Gee,
yeah.
That'd be a sweet win if you could get up a bit like the Bulldogs coming from seventh last year.
Yeah, we're on the bottom of the ladder with five rounds to go.
On the bottom?
Yeah.
This could be a great fairy tale story, Charlie.
Yeah.
So why the change of form for the boys? Why have they been able to lift in the last few weeks?
And maybe because we wanted to play finals.
Yep. Okay. Now, for you, where do you play? What position?
I play half-forward flank.
Righto. Kicked a few saucy drills this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been the best one?
Probably the snap from the boundary.
Yep. Only your daylight between the goalposts.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you feel nervous today, or is it just sort of another game? Obviously, there's always a few more people there, a few more family and friends come along, and you know, a few more people in the rooms before the game.
I'm not as nervous as I was in the preliminary final. I don't know why.
You sound pretty cool, calm, and collected to me. A real thrill. I mean, back in the day, I coached. We played in a couple of grand finals in the under 11s and the under 14s. They were great days. Unfortunately, we didn't get up, but just the build up, the tension, and people come out of the woodworks. You'll see people today you haven't seen at the footy all year, Charlie, who'll jump on for the grand final. But hopefully, you get up. Nice little ground out there at Research, just tucked off Main Road there. And good luck, mate. Hope it goes really well. I'm going to give you the footy card album as well and also the $50 voucher towards your next Milestone Game banner from milestonebanners.com.au. How many games, Charlie, do you know, have you played?
I've played 68.
Righto, you're well on your way.
Yeah.
Well on your way. You'll probably get to 150 by the time you get through to the under-17s. Good luck, Charlie.
Thank you.
There's Charlie from Eltham. He's in a grand final today. 9429 1116 for our Auskick show. Happy to take your calls here on a Sunday morning for select footy cards, the official AFL collector cards for kids, and also the serious collector. Love to know about your journey. Are you in a big final today? How's your Auskick year been? What are your thoughts? Who do you support in the AFL? Gee, it's going to be an exciting final round coming up. Zach's out in Oakley. Morning, Zach.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Zach? How old are you, Zach?
Six.
Oh, just starting the footy journey. So with this, what, first year of Auskick?
I don't do Auskick.
Don't do Auskick. But are you looking to do Auskick, maybe, in the future?
Yes.
Okay. What do you love about footy, Zach?
I like to see great football matches.
Who do you follow?
Collingwood.
Collingwood. Tough year for the Pies. Did you go yesterday?
No.
Yeah. They were competitive, weren't they, against the Cats? Cats got it done in that second half and just edged their way in front. What about Bucks? Is he going to keep his job, Zach? Nathan Buckley?
think Nathan Buckley is pretty happy this year.
You don't think he's happy? No. Well, I mean, around the 8-9 win mark, that wouldn't make a coach too happy. Would you keep him though?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a ringing endorsement from Zach. Who's your favourite magpie when you're watching the Pies? Who do you like, Zach?
Question.
Say again.
Question. I think my number one Collingwood player is Jamie Elliott.
Jamie Elliott. They're a better side, the Pies, when Jamie Elliott's in there, aren't they? Just the jack in the box, kick some good goals, good mark, dynamic in the forward line. Good stuff. So you want to go on? You're only six, so, I mean, a chance to play Auskick. Do you have a kick of the footy at all? Have you got any older brothers, or do you have a little kick around with some friends at school?
Like, I'm not
talking about
play
football
with my dad at the park.
Thank you very much. Now, you have one. Is it the box, Zach? So the collector cards, the big box of collector cards. Zach, they are coming your way. Your timing is perfect. Give yourself a round of applause, young man. As all of Melbourne are doing right now. So you hang on the line. I'm going to put you back to Luke, and we'll get those sorted for you. And you can have a look at all the AFL stars right across the competition. And look forward to seeing you pull on the boots one day. Thank you, Zach. Very comprehensive. Can you please wish Taylor Lakes Footy Club, under-11s, Divi 3, all the best on their grand final day from Coach David. Well, there you go, David. Fingers crossed. On a big day in junior footy where if you can win a grand final, fantastic. But as I said, the mateship and the friendships you make out of football are just priceless. And let me guarantee you, they will last a lifetime. We'll take a break. Happy to take more calls on the other side. 94291116, the Auskick Show for select footy cards.
Yeah. On 1116 SEN, the NAB Auskick Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and the serious collector.
The Shebeks are not here for this part of the hour. Brett Phillips in the chair. Absolute delight to talk to the young footy stars out there and getting plenty of SMSs coming through as well. We're here for select footy cards. You've got to be in it to win it. So give us a call, 9429 1116. Share your journey. Are you in a grand final today, in a big final, your Auskick year? What do you love about the AFL? Give us some thoughts. I love hearing from the young future stars. Off the SMS, please wish the Aberfeldy under-15As all the best for the grand final today at Windy Hill. Under-15s playing at one of the great old suburban footy grounds. That's got to be a huge thrill. Went to many games in the outer at Windy Hill over the journey from all the parents and supporters. So good luck to the under-15s. Strong footy club, of course, Aberfeldy at senior level as well. Declan is out in Sunbury this morning. G'day, Declan. How are you going?
Good.
Play for Sunbury?
Yeah, Sunbury Lions.
The Lions?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a big day? You're playing in any sort of final today, Declan?
Yeah, I'm playing in the grand final.
Righto. How are you feeling about it?
Nervous and happy.
As would be expected, there's going to be some butterflies on grand final day. Now, who are you playing?
Ainsworth.
Righto. Okay. Now, where are the two teams sort of set on the ladder throughout the year? Are you going in as the favourites or pretty even?
Ainsworth was first and we were second.
Okay. So the top two. What happened when you played each other during the year?
The first game we lost by 9.
Yep.
The second game we won by 20. We lost by 21.
Okay. Age group, what are we talking here?
Under 12s,
okay. So you've come through Auskick, Declan, through the journey?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us a bit about your game. What are your major strengths? What position do you play?
Mostly midfield.
Okay. Got a good tank, good engine?
Pardon?
Good engine, plenty of endurance?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you've got to have a bit of endurance to play in the midfield. Now, do you push forward as well and maybe snag a couple of goals?
Hopefully.
Okay. And have you been in the grand final, or is this the first one, Declan?
First one.
Okay. Well, all I can say is it'll go quick, mate. So enjoy the day and just soak it up. It'll be probably a bigger crowd there and a lot more people around the huddle at quarter time and three quarter time in the rooms. But as long as you and the boys just stay nice and focused, hopefully you can be celebrating a little bit later on today.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the album as well, of course, the collector card. So hang on there. We'll get some details and good luck to Declan and all the under-12s out at the Sunbury Lions today. Let's go to Lucas in Greenvale, who's jumped on the Auskick show this morning. Morning, Lucas.
Morning.
How are we?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, going beautifully. You in a grand final today?
Yep. Right. Greenvale, under-11s, Div 2.
Yep.
Yep. We're playing against Craigieburn.
Okay. First ever grand final, Lucas?
Yes, first ever grand final.
So tell us about the year for the boys.
Well, it's been a pretty good year. We finished second on the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
second, how many games did you win? Do you remember?
12, I think.
12, okay. It's a pretty good return. What about your year? Tell us a bit about your own footy.
Oh, I've kicked 2 goals this year.
Nice. Good work.
Yeah. Last week I kicked a goal.
Yep. Was it just one from the boundary or was it a set shot?
Oh, it was an open goal.
Okay, nice little open goal. That's the ones you like, don't you? The nice little easy ones where you can just walk into an open goal. How are you feeling on grand final day? I mean, big occasion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big occasion. Feeling a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can just find that footy, just eyes for the footy today is going to be, obviously, as I've said to a few of the other boys, a few more people around, it's probably going to be a bigger roar from the crowd and a lot of people cheering on, but... gee, good luck for the Greenvale under-11s. Now, what happens? Whatever happens with the result, you'd head back to the club today and at least celebrate the season?
Yeah.
Good man. Did you come through the Auskick as well?
Yeah, back through the years, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Who do you follow in the AFL?
I follow Collingwood.
The Pies. Okay, haven't quite delivered this year, but interesting times in the next week, what happens with their coach and obviously having to sign off against the Demons. Good on you, Lucas. We'll give you the album as well. Good luck on grand final day.
Thank you.
Lucas out at Greenvale, our last one. Ricky in Thomastown is joining us. G'day, Ricky.
Hello.
How are you, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, going all right. Are you in a grand final today?
Yep.
Oh, here we go. What a big day for all the junior footballers. Who do you play for?
Keon Park Stars.
Keon Park, okay. What sort of jumpers do Keon Park wear?
So we have a yellow V across our T-shirt, and it's just black.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's like, and then at the bottom we have, Southern Cross.
Oh, nice. Okay, so your first grand final for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the season's obviously been successful. Where did you finish after the home and away?
First.
Okay, and, sorry, the other team you're playing?
Northcote.
Okay, where'd they finish?
Third.
Okay, so you're going as the favourites for this one. How are you feeling about the day?
Nervous. Yeah, pretty, very nervous because, like I said, this is my first grand final and they versed Montmorency last week and we were expected to verse Montmorency, but we came out and Northcote won, so we're excited. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, as long as you had a good night's sleep, good breakfast, plenty of energy, ready to go. Good luck to Keon Park. You enjoy the day, Ricky, and hopefully the boys can salute.
Thank you.
We're going to give you the album as well. You hang on there. The AFL Auskick Show for select footy cards, official AFL collector cards for kids and the serious collector. Good luck to all the grand final teams this weekend. Coming up next, Tony Shebeki. He's in Sydney, and plenty of good chats coming up on the grid next.